Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
3-2. Here it is. Drive into left field. Way back. Refsnutter looks up. Adios. Three-run homer for Guerrero. Another total bullpen meltdown in Toronto. And it is 4-2 Blue Jays.
Another bad loss for the Red Sox last night. Make that two in a row in Toronto. They're just 2-5 against the Jays this year.
And the Jays aren't good.
No, in fact,
I picked the Jays to win the division for like four straight years, and this was not one of them. And you're like, they're down. Like they re-signed Guerrero, which was obviously affected the Red Sox future plans, perhaps, but they're not that good.
The Jays hadn't won back-to-back games since the last time they played the Red Sox, when they beat them three times in a row.
Yeah, so they're still under 500, aren't they?
They pretty much only beat up on the Red Sox. The Jays are
losing record.
15-16.
It's like five of their 15 wins have come against Sox.
Correct. Yeah. Good way of putting it. Yikes. Red Sox are one game over 500. Now one game into the month of May. So how do you feel about the Red Sox at this point? Is it time to worry a little bit that they've underachieved? 617-779-7937. We'll get you a four-pack of questions in the Friday four-pack coming up at 11:30, as we do every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We have the Week in Review at 12:45, so stay tuned for it. A couple more names on the text line, Keefe.
What to be worried about?
Maybe we should be concerned about. Oh, we gave you a top five Friday. If you want to seek those out at Jones and Keefe on socials, it'll be up there shortly. We both had Bill number one on our list. Let's see. What are some good ones here?
Alec Baldwin. See, I'm not like worried about it. Like he's
Alec
in a bad
Baldwin,
way.
I couldn't be less concerned about.
That's all on him.
I don't feel bad about him at all.
No, that's on him.
Run around shooting people in the face. I don't feel bad for him.
Does he have a reality show on HBO now? Did that pop up when you were
on some level I feel bad about him for who he's married to. So
yeah,
actually,
that's true.
You know what?
It's a little Belichick like.
Yeah.
Not the stuff from the film set, but like that part of it.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for him, but yikes, that's a nightmare.
That's a whole.
It might be a deserved nightmare.
That's a whole thing.
I'm surprised you guys didn't have Tara Reid on the list.
Oh, yeah.
How's she doing? I feel like she's doing better.
I thought was a good bounce back for her.
Me too.
I thought that was good.
I think she might be in a Lohan category.
She was in like eight movies in a row on sci-fi.
Well, at one point we were worried about her, but now she's back, kind of.
Yeah. Now she's a working actress again,
I believe. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the content is. Text line says Nitro.
Your guy Nitro.
My guy Nitro.
That's fair.
I looked him up.
Should we be worried?
Danny Lee Clark doing fine.
Okay.
He did write a book about surviving a heart attack at a very young age.
All right, so he would have been on the list, but now he's all right.
But he's good now. And then maybe the best one, Keith. This is one we probably should have on the list. How about Sammy Sosa?
Yeah. Sosa should be on there. Another guy. Was Sosa's peak right around the same time as Britney Spears' peak?
Sure. Yeah.
So if you told,
right?
If you told a young Rich Keefe that Britney Spears and Sammy Sosa, 20 years later, were going to look and act the way that they do now, I would not have believed you.
Wouldn't have believed it.
No.
Would have ruined your worldview is what it would have done, quite frankly.
Yeah, that would rock you.
Red Sox at this point in time, as we said, one game over 500.
Not great.
It's back-to-back bad losses. If last night, I don't think last night was worse than the night prior, but those are two bad losses. Uh-huh. Abreu just butchers a ball in right field. And then the next batter, it's over the fence. as the Blue Jays go from down 2-1, and Tanner Houck pitched very well. You waste another good performance. Houck has had like two good performances. They wasted both of them because Abreu can't catch, and the Blue Jays go in front 4-2. You lose that game last night. Injuries piling up as well. Christian Campbell, a scratch in the lineup with some sort of rib issue, which doesn't sound great. Walker Buehler was on his way back to Boston. I'm assuming he's here by now. I don't even know if they've announced a starter for this game coming up, but I think the supposition was that Hunter Dobbins could be in the mix to replace him. So Walker Buehler out of your rotation. Campbell, who knows? Marcelo Meyer, if you want to throw this one on the pile, was scratched yesterday in Worcester with a back issue. He's supposed to play shortstop. So is it time to get concerned about the Red Sox after a month plus?
Yeah, I thought they'd be a lot better than they are. I mean, they're one game over 500 because you can always go to the counter, and Bradford brought this up yesterday, and it's true. The American League's not great. Nobody's running away with it in the American League. You're not in the same division. I know the Dodgers have come back down to earth, but like they got out to a really good start. So you're whatever you are, game and a half, two games out of first place. But just looking at them, should they be one game over 500 at this point? No, they should be a lot better than that. And it's some of these games that they certainly should have won last night and they should have won the night before, and they find ways to blow both games. You've gotten some pretty good pitching performances, right? The last two great ones, two very, like, you should have won the Tanner Houck start last night.
Giolito.
You should have won Giolito's start.
Yep.
Whether you agree with putting him out there for the sixth inning or not, you should have won the game. He was up 6-3 when he left, so they should have won that game. And then last night, this is where I do start to look to Alex Cora a little bit. And you know me, baseball manager, I don't think gives you a ton of wins or takes away a ton of wins, right? It's you know, managing personalities. It's a grind of a season, but it's way different than, say, football. But there are individual decisions you can make within a game. Now, I agreed with him. Giolito for the sixth inning, fine. That's okay. Last night, though, Vlad Guerrero with two guys on, not just two guys on second and third, one out, and you pitch to him. And he socks a dinger?
Right.
Now, I know he hasn't hit a lot of dingers this year, but it's still Vlad Guerrero.
With first base open.
Yeah, first base open.
So, yeah, that one.
I would have put him on, and I guess, you know, at the time, you'd be like, oh, is that revisions history? Because you do have another guy coming up who can smash a dinger.
Right, I was just going to say, Santander just did it the day before, and
but
he's on
least,
deck, right?
You set up the double play, and you take the bat out of Guerrero's hand. So I would have done that. I think that is a decision you can look at Alex Cora and say, is that the one that, would you do that one again? And, you know, if so, why? Because
yeah.
I think that was a mistake.
I watched a chunk of Cora after the game. I don't think he was asked about it after the game last night.
Why would he be?
But maybe he'll get asked about that today with the Red Sox back at Fenway taking on the Twins, I believe. So I think that was questionable, Keith. And again, let's not let Abreu off the hook, because Abreu just,
sure.
I mean, that's a horrendously bad play.
Uh-huh.
And he's a good defensive player, but it's a bad play that he made last night on Bo Bichette, which allowed runners to be at second and third with the base open. I'd rather pitch to Santander than Guerrero. You're right. Guerrero hasn't had a lot of home runs this season.
It's still Guerrero.
But I would rather pitch to Santander. I don't really view that as a second guess, but if you do, whatever, fine. It's a second guess for the manager. Should he have pitched to Vladdy in that spot? The answer would be no.
Santander, by the way, does have power. He's also
hitting like 170, right?
178.
Is that what it is? Yeah, 178.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think to me that's an easy one on who to pitch to. Never mind. As you said, Keith, you're setting up the force everywhere. You're setting up the double play. That's a pretty easy one that Cora missed out on for whatever reason. I did not have an issue with this. I'm curious, because, and I'll stay consistent. The night before, I'm like, I wonder if they could have got Giolito out after five innings. Would you have stuck with Houck longer before going to the bullpen last night?
No, seven innings is plenty. Like, and I think with him, like, let's leave on a high note. Let's get you out of there. And, you know, if it was five or six, maybe you have that question. But, yeah, he was rolling. I mean, the pitch count was still really low.
He was only at 86 after seven, and he was rolling. I agree. Yeah. I would not have stuck with him. I think they made the right move by going to Slayton. Just like the game before, it's hard to get too mad at Garrett Whitlock for giving up a bomb when he's been good. It's hard to get too mad at Slayton for giving up a bomb, although Slayton's numbers are not as good as I guess I thought.
No, they're not. I mean, last night really
kind of
skews him.
He had one really bad outing in the beginning of the season that skews his numbers.
It does.
A little bit.
But I feel like largely he's been good and trustworthy in that spot. So I don't really have an issue with that aspect of it. I have an issue with pitching to Vlad.
Do you go the inning before, I guess, but I'm not doing that either. Meaning, like, Houck has six shutout innings.
Do you need to go back to him and give up the bomb to Varsho?
But I feel like he's been pretty consistent where he has gone maybe that extra inning even early in the year where I didn't think it would happen. We saw it the other night with Giolito. We've seen it a couple of times with Crochet, And he did it there with Tanner Houck. So even though he gives up the bomb, overall, I mean, 7 innings, 1 run, no walks, 6 strikeouts. Best start of the year for Houck.
Do you agree with this? You guys talk about baseball like it's 1995. Alex Cora doesn't decide who they're going to pitch. That comes from someone on a laptop that may not even be in the stadium.
See, I don't know about that one.
See, I don't either.
I mean, a lot of it is from a nerd on a laptop. Yeah. I agree with that. But I don't know about that specific one.
I think he's given piles of data to go over and use. And if he doesn't do what they want him to do, he's going to have to answer to it. But I think in-game pitching decisions like that, Cora's making.
Intentional walks and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I
would think when they give the hook to Houck and when he didn't give it to Giolito the game before, I think those sort of things are on the manager.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now, again, he's probably going to hear from a whole bunch of dweebs with reams of data yelling at him.
Including
if they don't
Breslau.
Like what he did, right?
Yeah.
So I agree they have a lot of input, but that in-game stuff, I think the manager, it's the one thing the manager actually has some autonomy in.
Yeah.
Shaughnessy weighed in on this today
in
the Boston Globe. He says, after all the good vibes and money spent and the Bregman, Crochet, Bueller, Chapman additions, the 2025 Red Sox went into the weekend one game worse, 17-16, than they were after 33 games a year ago. So they're not even as good at this point on the calendar as they were last year. And we all agree they're way more talented. And on top of that, I think most of the new additions have worked out pretty well. I mean,
Bregman's been a machine.
Definitely Crochet and Bregman have worked out spectacular.
Chapman's been good
overall.
Bueller, I think more good than bad, but not perfect.
He's got a good record. I'll pull up the exact
numbers. Well, it's funny because last year you had two guys to start the year. Tanner Houck and Cutter Crawford were insane. And then it obviously wasn't really sustainable. I mean, Houck had a good season, but it wasn't really sustainable for them all year. I certainly thought they'd be a lot better.
But that's a fair way of putting it. Bueller's been more bad than good. Hasn't been great, but more bad, more good than bad. Yeah, more good than bad for Bueller for sure.
No, but you look up and down the lineup, and like the one guy that stands out is still Tristan Casas. As far as like the regular players, you're like, all right, so you have one guy that's not hitting, so that shouldn't sink your team, and they're scoring plenty of runs. I know last night was only two, but where they rank in the league is pretty high. The pitching and the bullpen, like, it feels like, all right, it shouldn't be that bad. I know the defense was a bigger issue, and it still pops up here and there. But the fact that they're only one game over 500 in May is a little surprising. I thought they were going to be certainly better than they were last year. I thought they'd be threatening like 90 wins this season.
Here, to me, is the difference. Last year, you knew they were overachieving, and they overachieved. You're reminded of this watching, and we were two of the only people who watched the game, of watching the clubhouse. Yeah. They were, I mean, right up until the trade deadline, they were like, they were really
they were
in it.
Yeah, they were.
And you forget how long they were in it last year. But we all kind of knew what the team was, and they were playing over their heads, and the other shoe was always going to drop if they didn't do anything at the deadline, and they didn't, and it dropped, and I think that was predictable. I mean, this team feels like it is underachieving, which means, I mean, you could read that and say that's disappointing. It is. But you could also read it and say, once they get this figured out, there's much more ceiling for this team than there was a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
And much more of a chance they're going to be in it at the end than the team a year ago, which predictably fell off.
Yeah, because last year there were so many spots where you're like, well, they need this. They need this, then they need this. This team, it feels like they have a lot of the guys in place. They just need to get it all going together, right? Some of Bregman's defensive miscues at third base earlier in the year. You're like, all right, I assume he's going to figure that out. We're still waiting on Casas to figure it out at the plate. We're waiting for Tanner Houck to figure it out. Maybe last night goes a long way and Tanner Houck pitching a little bit better. And if Giolito is at least decent and he takes, let's say he takes all the Sean Newcomb starts from the start of the year. Like, okay, now you might have something in place where, I mean, we were just talking yesterday about how there doesn't seem to be an obvious spot for Roman Anthony or Marcelo Meyer. So like, that goes to show you, like, the roster is built pretty well. They're just, like, fumbling away some of these games. These two this week are really stand out because, like, what a swing that is. I mean, they could be, not that it's an amazing record, but they could easily be sitting here 19 and 14.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, okay, kind of on pace to where they need to be.
Yeah.
But they lose the bullpen kind of blows these games. Maybe a coaching decision blows these games. And now you're talking about something completely different.
I'll highlight this. Dave Schoenfield at ESPN went through and graded all the teams in the first month of the year. He gave him a B-, which is that the same grade Bradfoe gave yesterday? B-,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Same grade. So he gave him a B-. He went through and kind of highlighted how everybody's played. But he had this line in there. He said the Red Sox had the easiest schedule in the majors in the month of April,
yeah,
according to Baseball Reference,
yeah,
including
White Sox, Blue Jays.
7 games against the White Sox, exactly, Keith, where they were only 4-3. Against Chicago.
Which is what they were last year, too, against the White Sox, who had a historically bad year.
So, you know, put another way, not only have they underachieved, but they underachieved against a wretched schedule, like the worst in baseball, according to Baseball Reference. A bunch of games against the White Sox, throw the Blue Jays on top of it, they're 2-5
Yeesh.
Against Toronto. So that puts it in a certain light. You mentioned how are you going to get guys like Roman Anthony into the lineup. I mean, it's a bad way to do it if Christian Campbell is hurt, but let's say Campbell goes on the IL. He was scratched last night. No update from Cora after the game other than just a quick, he's dealing with something. Maybe there'll be more details today. Campbell was going to play in center field last night. I think Ref Snyder replaced him in left and Duran slid over, I think is what they eventually did. So Campbell's been in the mix in the outfield is my only point. Would that be an avenue to get Roman Anthony to the bigs? Or if he wasn't scratched yesterday,
I
would
say Meyer's hurt.
Well, now that we're talking it out, Meyer was scratched, but.
Oh, right.
He was scratched with back stiffness, but
I know.
But do you think they scratched him to?
I don't know. So if everybody's healthy, let's just say. So let's say Campbell's down and it's an extended IL. Then wouldn't Meyer just be the obvious second baseman? Unless you want to do this, do you move Rafaela to second base and put Anthony in the outfield? Say Rafaela, you're the second baseman now until Campbell comes back.
I mean, look,
Anthony, you're in the outfield with Duran and Abreu.
Here's what I'm saying. If Campbell's going on IL, and there's no reports of that yet, he was a scratch, we're just kind of playing it out, gaming it out.
No.
If he's scratched, one of those two should be up.
100%. Like, what are you going to have David Hamilton start every game?
Thank you. So Anthony should be up in the outfield, and you can play Rafaela wherever. Or Marcelo Meyer should be up. Maybe he's scratched for a back issue. Maybe he's scratched for other reasons. They scratched Hunter Dobbins yesterday, and he's expected to replace Walker Buehler in the rotation.
No, but if Campbell's legitimately out for 10 games or more, whatever it has to be, right?
Call one of those guys up.
Yes. And, you know, maybe it provides a little bit of spark or whatever. It's not going to solve everything. It's not going to fix your bullpen late in games. But
No. Whatever,
like that would be one thing you can do.
But I would say, you know, that's not the way you want to do it. You don't want to lose Campbell. The idea was, Sadon Rafaela, they're replacing him because he's not hitting. And, oh, by the way, he's falling asleep in the outfield defensively on key plays and extra innings. Or Abreu. Like, Abreu had a nice start. He's still hitting very well. Butchered that ball last night. Like, at some point you say, Abreu's a good player, but we have a better one sitting in Worcester. Like, ideally, those are the guys you're taking out.
Yeah.
Campbell's not ideal, but maybe there's an avenue to get those guys up here, which I think with the team underachieving for a month, and B- to me means they're underachieving. Bradfoe gave that grade. ESPN gave that grade. If they've been underachieving, getting a shot in the arm from a player like Anthony and or Meyer, it could be what the team needs.
Yeah,
so,
I wonder if either Willie or Abreu, who got out to the hottest start possible, or Sadon Rafaela, it gets to the point where one of those guys proves it, like, all right, good, useful player, not an everyday player,
right.
And then that paves the way for Anthony or
Meyer.
Well,
at that point, you trade him for pitching at the deadline, you call both of those guys up.
Also fair.
They better not wait till the deadline to call these guys up.
Well, no, but I mean, they're trade, though.
They're going to play the service time game either way.
Yeah, it feels like it.
But the service time game starts way before the debt. That's like...
No, I know.
That's
like
in July.
You're not going to force him into the lineup.
Well, the injuries might get him in, is what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Campbell's back in the lineup today. Who knows? But I'm just saying, if he's not and he's going on the IL, who are you replacing him with from Worcester? Hopefully one of those two. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. It's a Friday, which means you have a four-pack of questions, the Friday four-pack, right after Trending with Billy Lanny.